Beit HaMachlokes, Rav Huna, and Rav Ada Bar Ava, if Pesach HaBo B'Tumah has Tashlumim or not. Pesach HaBo B'Tumah, the people who, for whatever reason, can't bring it, they're B'Derech Rechoka, or they are not, don't have the right kind of tumah. So, do they bring Pesach Sheni or not? So Mara first wanted to say that the machlokas is whether tumah hutra b'tzibur, then it's mamish like it was brought b'tahara. There's no difference between that and a regular korban Pesach. And if tumah dechuya b'tzibur, it doesn't have the power to be madcha somebody to Pesach Sheni, because it's anyway only dechuya. Mara says no. The kuli alma tumah dechuya b'tzibur. Everybody holds that tuma is dechuya b'tzibur. The question is, does a korban pesach, the comes with tuma, have the power to push somebody who couldn't bring it to korban pesach sheni or not? Rashi tara mitzvah tuma l'sheni ki avdi tzibur b'tara. But Lamaisa, if it doesn't have that power, then it can't push it away. Itmar. Hayu shlishton zavim, a third of Klal Yisrael were zavim, who shlishton tahorim, and a third were tahorim, who shlishton tmei mason, a third tmei mason. Omer Abi Mani bar Patish, osam tmei mason, enam osam loas harishim loas hasheni. So the tmei mason can't make korban pesach rishon or pesach sheni. The zavim obviously can't make rishon, but they make pesach sheni, l'chora. And the tahorim make pesach rishon. But the tmei mason can't make either one. Why? Barishon lo avdi higdilu zavim ala tahorim. The lo avdi betuma. Right? The first one they don't make because you can't make a betuma. Since they're a mute, right? Zavim who are tame, right, are more than the tahorim, together with the tamei mason, but they're zavim. And they don't, carbon pestle doesn't come betuma except tumas mace. So havi le tamei mason miuta, or miuta lo avdi barisha. The zavim count together with the tahorim, legabi making the carbon pestle betuma. So the tamei mason are a mute. And a mute who are tame mace don't make pesach risha. The sheni lo avdi nitzrafu zavim tmei mason to lo avdi barishon havi liruba veruba lo met for the pesach sheni. On the other hand, when it comes to pesach sheni, the zavim will be tar. Now it'll come out you had rov hatzibor that didn't make pesach rishon, and a tzibor rov hatzibor doesn't make pesach sheni. Only ish is nidche for pesach sheni, not a tzibor, so they can't make pesach rishon or pesach sheni. Rashi. Barishon lo avdi the hotmei mesa miuta. Or the sheni lo avdi the hoil the tar uzavim asher. Now the zavim are tahar, so they're mitstarif to the tmei mesim that now could make pesach sheni. But the mesim now the rov hatzibur that have to make pesach sheni, that can't be. Nimtu rov tzibur tzrichim lo. Beruba the tzibur b'sheni lo avdi. If it's anything more than a miut of the tzibur to make pesach sheni, they don't make it. Okay. Go on. HaPesach Shenizrak Damo. The Acher Kach Nodesh Hu Tomei. Pesach, you already were Zorik to Dam, then you found out it was Tomei. HaTzitz Meratzah. So on that, the Tzitz is Meratzah, the Korban is Kosher, and you don't have to bring Pesach Sheni. Nitma HaGuv, Ein HaTzitz Meratzah. But if the person himself became Tomei, and you found out about it after the Zrikas HaDam, the Tzitz is not Meratzah on Tumas HaGuv. It's Meratzah on Tumas HaBosser. The Korban became Tomei. Nesha Amru, Hanozer Vosa Pesach, Hatzitz Maratz al Tumas Hadam, the Ein Hatzitz Maratz al Tumas Haguf. Right, by Nozer and Osa Pesach, the Tzitz is Maratz on if the Dam became Tomei, but not if the person became Tomei. Nitma Tumas Hatahom, Hatzitz Maratz. However, if the person became Tomei with a Sophic Tumah, Tumas Hatahom is a Sophic Tumah, then the Tzitz is Maratz. Rashi. HaPesach Shenisrak Es Dom of Yakrav Nodeshu Tomei, HaPesach O HaDam, either the Pesach became Tomei, or the Dam, HaTzitz Maratzah, Upotami Pesach Sheni. So Tzitz is Maratzah, and what's it called, and the Upotam from Pesach Sheni. The, Right, and even though the basar is tame, and you're not going to be able to eat the carbon, this man diomer holds a tzitzis maratza on achilos, and what's it called? You don't need a carbon that's roy to eat, you need a person's roy to eat, like we said before. Nitmu bailov tumas agufa meis, however, if the bailim are tame, right, the person himself is not fit to eat because he's tame, einat tzitzis maratza, v'chayiv lasos pesach sheni, the tzitzis not maratza on tumas aguf, and therefore, the person is tamei. He can't eat korban pesach. Memele, it's not a good korban pesach. He's not fit to eat. When the zrika sadam was done, he wasn't fit to make korban pesach. The rachman adachi, the Torah pushed him off the pesach sheni. Hanazer dechsib be vechiyomus meis vahayomim harishonim niplu. In nitma be meis kodem havas korbanosav sosa. Torah says b'therish that if a nazir becomes tamei, Tumas Meis, so it destroys his Naziris, yes, and he has to bring certain Karbonis and start again. So here too, the Tzitz is not Meratza. Hatzitz Meratza al Tumas Hadam, the Tiglach Tok Sheira, Umutr Lishtos Yain, with Tame Meisim. If the Dam was Tame, or the Basar was Tame, then the Nazir, even though the carbon was Tame, but the Evan, the Tzitz is Meratza, and when the Nazir shaves himself, it's good tiglachas, and he's allowed now to drink wine to metamel mason. They not sit maratz al tumas aguf. They nitna beis havas korbanos of sosur esakol. But if he became tamei, the tzitz doesn't help, and mameli has to start his naziris again and go through the whole process of the nazir tamei. Nitma gufo betumas hatahom. The tumas sothik in the first Gemara. Tumas at home is just another word where a person became tummy misothik. So hareze maratza. Then the tzitz is maratza. The halacha l'mosh misinai, the hutra tumas at home lohem. That special halacha l'mosh misinai, even though the tzitz is usually not maratza on tumas haguf, tumas at home it is. Kenomer b'gemara. V'tosefti meforish lohafi. And there's a different gear souls here in what Rashi should say. So if you look at the Gra, we'll learn the Tosefta. It says like this: Keitzar Amru lo kever haya imcha b'bayis shenichnasta bo otachas ha'evin shiyoshafta aleha. Somebody said to him, there was a kever in the house that you went where you were, or under the stone that you sat. The nodalo bein misha'asa pischo bein achalo asa pischo, and he found out about it, whether he already made the korban pesach or not. Sorek lasos pesach sheni. It's tough luck. He's finished. He has to make pesach sheni because the tzitz is not maratz on tumas haguf. Afal amru lo kever hatzahom hayavavayis shenichnas tabo otachas seven shir shaftola the nodalo adshalo asa. Right. So then, what's it called? If it's kever hatzahom, so if he found out about it before he made korban pesach, he has to bring pesach sheni. But if he didn't find out about it till after the dam was nizrak, the tzitz is maratz on Tumas Hatahom. Omer le maha yobabayi shenichnasta bo, otakas ha'evin shishafta leho, v'nodolo. Okay, this is the Gra doesn't bring on the whole Lashon. It's by Nazir also the same thing. Basically, with the difference between what we have in Rashi and what the Tosefta actually says is that by regular Tuma Vadai, doesn't make a difference when he found out the tzitz is not maratza, and it's possible. Yes, we do pesach sheni. But by kever at home, meaning there was a suffix kever there, we're not sure if he was mahil on a kever or not. So then, what's it called? If he already brought the carbon before he found out, then it's kosher. Let's look at the Hagos of Ranchburg, the Betzal Ranchburg. He also brings down the proper nusach of the Tosefta. Bein shasa pischo, bein shachalo asa pischo, tzorech lasa pesach sheni. Aval omru lo kever hatahom, haya imcha b'bayi shenichnas tabo, o tachas ha'evin shiyoshafto leho, benodolo, right? Only afterwards, then what's it called, then the halacha is that b'dievet is yotze. And the same thing goes with the nazir. Okay. Umahu, look at the end of the Rashi. Umahu korban tumah, once a Nazir bring has to bring a Korban Tumah and then start his Nazirus again if he became Tameh. Asham u'shtei Torim. He has to bring an Asham and two Torim. U'mascha limnos Nazirus acheres. That's the halacha of the Nazir became Tameh. But if he became Tameh b'tumas at home and he didn't find out till after he brought the Korban, but the Evi is Yotzeh. Okay, time of the Nizrik. Mashma, the Gemara says from the Mishnah, that it's only because the dam was already Nizrak that the chitz is Maratza. But the Akarkat knowed it, and then you found out. I will know that the Akarkat Nizrak, if you found out first that the dam was Tameh, before you were Zorikit, lo Maratza, then it doesn't help. For Aminu, al Mahat chitz Maratza, we have a contradiction to that. It says, what is the chitz Maratza on? Al Hadam vi al Abasar vi al Chelev, Shenitma, Bein Bishogeg, Bein Bemezid, Bein Baonis, Bein Baratza, Bein Biyachid, Bein Betzibur. The chitz is maratza on dam, basar, or chelev that became tameh, whether it became tameh b'shogeg or b'mezid, b'onis or baratza, b'yokid or b'tzibur. Now the Gemara thinks that shogeg and mezid means whether you were zorik the dam, b'shogeg or b'mezid. Now, if you knew the dam was tameh and you were zorik it anyway, it's still maratza. Amar Avina, no. It's not talking where you were zorik the dam, b'shogeg or b'mezid, where you knew you were tameh and you were zorik the dam, even though you knew it was Tameh. No. Omar Avina to Maso ben Beshogeg ben Bemezid, Hurtza. It's Rikoso Beshogeg, Hurtza, Bemezid, La Hurtza. It didn't make a difference if the dam became Tameh Bemezid or Beshogeg. But you had to be Zorik the dam Beshogeg, not Bemezid. Now you had to not know that it was Tameh when you were Zorikid. But if you knew it was Tameh when you were Zorikid, the Tzitz is not Maratza. Rav Shila Omar is Rikoso ben Beshogeg ben Bemezid, Hurtza. Reb Shila says just the opposite. The halacha is that even if you were Zorik the Dam, the Mezid, we shouldn't be Medayik from the Mishnah, that Dafka, if it was Nizrak, unwittingly, then it's okay. Even if you did it on purpose, you knew it was Tameh and you were Zorik the Dam, the Tzitzis Maratza. Tumasa b'shogeg hurtza b'mezid lo hurtza. But if it became Tameh b'mezid, you were Matameh at b'mezid, then it's not Maratza. It's only Maratz if it became Tomei b'shogeg. Ayyamar says, Hadik Tani ben shogeg ben b'mezid. What does it mean, ben b'shogeg ben b'mezid? Hachikomer. Nitma b'shogeg v'zarko ben b'shogeg ben b'mezid. The way Rav Shila learns, you have to learn this price of the following way. If the dam became Tomei b'shogeg, and you were Zorik it, whether b'shogeg or b'mezid, you knew it was really Tomei, but it became Tomei b'shogeg, then it's Maratz. And Hurtza. Okay? V'hadik Tani, so why does our Mishnah say Dam Shen Nizrak? The Achal Kach Noda? Why does our Mishnah say Dam Shen Nizrak and then what's it called you found out about it? L'chora, according to Rav Shila, even if you knew the Dam was Tameh, as long as it became Tameh B'shogeg to begin with, you're allowed to be Zorik the Dam. Not only if you did, were Zorik the Dam. Time of the Nizrak, the Akrak know that will know the Akrak Nizrak low. Or says, no, who are they in the Thilu know the Akrak Nizrak? Don't be Madaik that from the Mishnah. The Mishnah means even if you knew about the Dam being Tameh, as long as it was Tameh B'shogeg, you could be Zorik it B'mezid and it's Maratza. The Haidik Tani Nizrak, the Akrak know that, Mishum the boy, the Mishnah Sefer. Nit Mahaguf, Einat Sitz Maratza. The Thilu Nizrak, the Akrak know that. Lo, Tani Reisha, Nami Nizrak, Yakrak Noda. The diuk is in the Sefer, not in the Reisha. In the Reisha, it helps whether you knew about it or you didn't know about it. As long as the Tumah came to Shogeg, that's where Shila learns. So why did the Mishnah say Dafka, where you didn't know about it and you were Zorik to Dam, that's where it's good? No, it's good even the other way. But the Sefer says, but if Nitma Haguf, it's no good altogether. So why did it tell me it's no good even in the case where you were Zorik at Shogeg? Not only were you Zorik, but Nezid, it's no good. Even if you're Zorik at B'shogeg, which is similar to the first case. So it said the diuk of the first case to tell me the diuk of the second case, not to tell me the diuk for the first case. The first case, where it's Tumas HaBasar or the Dam, there, as long as it became Tomei B'shogeg, according to Rav Shila, even if you were Zorik at B'mezid, it's Maratzis. But in the case of Tumas HaGuf, even if, what's it called, you didn't know it was Tomei, and he was Zorik at B'shogeg, still it's not Maratza. Thank you, Rashi. Bein b'shogi bein b'meisi, kosoka daite tohoki komer. Shezorko bein b'shogi b'meisi. We think now the b'raisa means that you were zorit to dam, whether you knew about it or not, didn't know about it. And that seems not to go according to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says only if you didn't know about it. Umeshani, the high shogeg, umeshi that tumakoi, avosrika bo'inin shogeg. And Afanami, that's how Ravina says that, what's it called, that in Afanami, the diuk of the Mishnah is a diuk. It's only if you were zorik at the shogeg, the tuma was either shogeg or meshi. It didn't make a difference how it became tumet. But in the end, you had to not know it was tamei till after you resorted to dam. That's how Ravina holds. The korbanos say, and we didn't get it yet. Okay, nitma tumas hatahom, boy Rami barcham. So if Machlokas Ravina and Rav Shila, right? If two counts, one is whether the tumah that the tzitz is maratza is only a tumah that came b'shogeg, or even a tumah that you were matami b'mezid. That's one machlokas. And the second is the maratza datka if you're zorek the dam b'shogeg or even b'mezid? And each one holds the opposite by each case. Okay. Nitma tumas satahom. Boy rami bar choma. Kohen amaratza b'korban oseihem. Hutra lo tumas satahom olo. We know there was a halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai that if the bailim are tameh, tumas satahom, and the dieved, what's it called, the Zorik Adam, it helps. Even by Korban Pesach and a Nozer. Right? The Korban B'dievet is kosher, even though the person is not fit to eat Korban Pesach. But since only Tumas Sofik, right, the Halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai tells me that it's okay. How about the Kohen's tummy? The Kohen who made the Korban Pesach, his tummy, the Tumas Haguf. Is it Maratza and still it's kosher? Or no, the Halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai was only if the Bailim are tummy. Not the Kohen's tummy. Mi amrin and ki gemirei tumas atahom b'bailin, the Kohen lo gemirei. Do we say that the halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai was only by the owner of the korban, not the what's it called the Kohen? Al dilma b'zivcha gemirei, lo shno b'Kohen, lo shno b'bailin. The halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai went on the korban. A korban, who, anyone is tummy, tumas aguf, the tumas atahom is kosher. Omar Rav Toshma, the Tani Rav Chiya, lo amru tumas atahom ela lemesh bilvad. Right, the whole Indian of tumas atahom is only by tumas misa, not by other tumas. So halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai, if you have a sofek tumas meis, that the diav of the tzitz is maratza. Mar says meis lemute mai. What does that come to exclude? Lav lemute tumas atahom the sheretz. Doesn't it come to exclude tumas atahom of a sheretz? You have a sofek tuma whether you're a metame to a sheretz or not. How's it talking? Here you got a guy who's bringing his Korban Pesach, and it's suffic whether he became tameh to a sheretz or not. E name of a bailin, right? If you'll say that it's talking about the bailin, we're not sure if he became tameh or not, right? So Mara says, Ibn Nazar, Mimahanibe. First of all, it can't be by a Nazar, since it's talking about a Nazar and a Korban Pesach. By Nazar, there's no such thing as tameh sheretz. A Nazar becomes Tameh Sheretz, the whole, all the halachas of him bringing a Korban Tuma and starting again don't apply. It's only ki yomus olav meis v'peta pisa. Only Tumas meis by a Nazar. So the whole Indian of Tumas Sheretz doesn't apply to a Nazar. So it can't be that Tumas meis comes to tell me not Tumas Sheretz because it doesn't apply to a Nazar. We're talking about a Nazar and a person's making Pesach. Ki yomus meis olav amrachmona. Well, by a Nazir, the only thing that Sosa, his Naziris, is Tumas Meis. Ela Bosa Pesach. Ela Mai, it's talking by Osa Pesach. Hani, Chlamam, the Omer, and Shokna, the Zork, and Atomei Sheretz. So it's going only on Korban Pesach, and we have if a person is Sofek Tomei, the Tumas Sheretz, right? So then the halacha of Tumas Atahom doesn't apply in the Korban Pesach's puzzle. So what it says, if you hold that you should be shoking the Zorik al Tomei Sheretz, right, ain't shoking the Zorik al Tomei Sheretz, then it's good. A person, even though he's going to be able to eat that night, Tomei Sheretz only Tomei that day, goes to the mikveh and is kosher at night. So even though he's not in a position right now to make the korban, but he'll be tahor by nightfall and he'll be able to eat the korban. So if you hold, you still can't be shoking on a Tomei Sheretz, which the Machlokas will have later, So then it comes out good. Normally a Tomei Sheretz, the carbon wouldn't be good because ain't shochtin alav. Said the Evan, if he found out afterwards, and he, there was only too much at the home of Sheretz, right, it should help. Kamash Malone, it doesn't help. So I need to tell me that Tumas at the home of Sheretz doesn't help, and it's possible. And he has to bring Pesach Sheni. Ela leman diomer shoktim v'zorkin al tmei Sheretz, hash the tuma yedua hutra lo tumas at home lakoshke. If the guy was bare tamei Tumas Sheretz, you could check Korban Pesach for him. So why if he's something tamei Sheretz is no good? Of course it's good. So according to that man diomer, doesn't make sense. Well, it says only for Tumas Meis did we say. Mashma, not for Tumas Sheretz. But Tumas Sheretz, even Vani Tumas Sheretz, you can check the Korban Pesach for the guy. So it doesn't apply to Nazir, and it doesn't apply to Korban Pesach. So what does it apply to? We're only talking about Nazir and Korban Pesach. El Allah the Kohen. So this must not be talking about the Kohen. It's talking about the Kohen who had a Suffolk Tumas Sheretz. And the Tzitz is not Maratzah for the Kohen. But by Tumas Meis, it is. So we see that Tumas Hatahom was said even by the Kohen, where it applies, by Tumas Meis, and not only by the Bible. Ushmami no, hutrelo Tumas Hatahom. And we have a raya that what's it called, the Tumas Hatahom was mutter by what's it called by the Kohen. Omer of Yosef, lo, la'olam b'bailim, uba Pesach. Talking about the Bailim and it's talking about Pesach, because if it's not Tumas Meis, it doesn't apply to Nazir. But why is it talking about not Tumas Sheretz? Ulamute Tumas Hatom de Ziva. Okay? That not a Sheretz, but a Zav. And a Zav is Tomei for 7 days. So everybody holds Ein Shoftim the Zorkin on Tumas Zav, he's not going to be fit to eat at night. Right? So Tumas Zav, that's Sufik. Tumas Zav is Tumas Hatom. Normally by Tumas Meis, the carbon would be kosher. But by Sufik, Tumas Ziva, and by the Bailim, it's possible. And we have no raya that the Kohen, that the halachas of Tumas Tatzahom, by Tumas Meis, apply to the Kohen. Could be the halacha Moshe Sinai is only by the Bailim, and if the Kohen's Tomei, even Tumas Tatzahom, the carbon's possible. It's only if the Bailim are Tomei that the special halacha by Tumas Meis, that Suffolk Tumas Meis, is what's it called, is Maratza. Rashi. The carbon of Sehem, the Nazir also Pesach, Hutrelo, im nitma gufo b'sofik tumah, if he became Tomei b'sofik tumah, Tumas Meis, the carbon yochid ain't docha Shabbos v'tumah. So normally the carbon yochid wouldn't be docha tumah, but here the tzitz is maratz on Tumas Hatahom. Ki gemiri de Tumas Hatahom uteris lohem, v'bailim hu de gemiri, av b'koin lo, or maybe not, odilma b'zivcha gemiri, the carbonos halolo b'pesach, the carbonos Nazir, gemiri de hutrelohem Tumas Hatahom shogu. Was halacha machine in the bailim or in the korban? If it's in the korban, then whoever is tamei is okay. If it's in the bailim, it's only the bailim. Lo amru tumas atahom de hutra benazir v'osu pesach elav meis v'vad. Avashar tumas sofik lo hutra. Only sofik tumas meis was mutter, not sofik other tumas. So says, what does it come to exclude? Uvaman, who are we talking about over here? The mi tera tumas atahom zud sheretz the kamer lo hutra. Who became Tamei Tumas Sheretz a Suffolk, and if we say that it doesn't help. Even Nazir Minahanibe, Filu Tumas Sheretz Vare Lister Minyano Vavos Kobernosa. The Chiyomosulov Ksi Pesas a Shogin. Pisum is amazing. Right? Only by a Nazir, only a mace makes him be so serious and serious. Shogig or the mace. But any other Tumah, what's it called? He remains a Nazir. And he doesn't have to bring any special karbanos, and those days count for his naziris, even though he's tamei. So hanei chlamam diomer lekam perikol isha, right? So elamai talking about korban pesach only. So tumas sheretz of a suffik of korban pesach, right, is not tumas atahom doesn't apply. The heter of tumas atahom doesn't apply. Gemara says, what are you talking about? If it goes according to the man diomer who says shochtim v'zorkin al tamei sheretz. Even Vare Tomei Sheretz, you could check the Korban Pesach for it. Surely it's Suffolk Tomei Sheretz. Elamai, it's only good according to the Man Diomer who says, ain't Shochtin the Zorkin al Tomei Sheretz. But it can't work out according to the Man Diomer who says, Shochtin the Zorkin. Right? Elolah the Kohen. The only way it can work out according to that Man Diomer is if you say it's talking about the Kohen who became Tomei. Then there's no halacha that the Kohen, right, who's Tomei Tumas Sheretz can make a Korban Pesach. And says what? That it doesn't help by Tumas Sheretz. Mashma, by Tumas Meis, in a similar case with the Kohen, it would help. So you see, the halacha of Tumas HaTahom applies to the Kohen too. Tumas says no. La'olam, Rav Yosef said, Babayram. Uva'osa Pesach. Talking about Korban Pesach. Can't be talking about Nazir, because the halachas of Nazir only apply to Tumas Meis. So talking about Korban Pesach. The Kashala, Holo Mahanya Beitumach Risi. Ma'isa, it's not going to make him no effect if it's Tumas Sheretz, right? And it's the Bailim, because you could check for him automatically. But it says, no. Ika Tumas Ziva, she Shivas Yamim, they ain't choked the Vizokinla. He's talking with the guys as Zav Misafik. And that's Tumas Sheva. So everybody holds you don't show, you have Shech and Zorik for a guy who's a Zav, because it's impossible for him to eat the carbon that night. Can't eat carbonus for the next 7 days. That's mean Rebchia, the Tumas HaTahom, the Ziva, Kigon Zav, Bishvi Shalo, the Sofik Hu, Shema Yira Hayom, the Gister, Kosa Mashamana, the Sofik Lo Yira, the Arayu Kitome Sheretz, the Chazi La Ursa, the Havi Le Tumas HaTahom, who Pasla Bey. We'll see tomorrow how it works out. Then we're going to discuss how do you have a Sofik Tumas Ziva. Where's the case where the guy has Tumas at the home of Ziva? Tumas at the home of something the Gia, you weren't sure if a Sheretz was there or not. But how do you have a case where you're not sure if the guy's a Zav or not? Either he's a Zav or he's not a Zav. So the Gemara is going to discuss tomorrow how do you have a case of Tumas Ziva that's Tumas at the home? And that's where the Gemara says it won't help, but similar to that, by Tumas Meis it would help. And it's all talking by the Bailim, and there's no raya that Tumas HaTahom of a Kohen is what's it called, is okay.